It's fantastic to welcome into Static on 2SER this evening, Romy and Ruben from RVG. Welcome to Sydney, folks.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Good to see you guys here. Are we calling it tonight's show a launch or a relaunch of the album, or how does it actually work?
It's a bit of both.
Yeah,
I think.
Maybe relaunch.
Re-release. Release sounds better than launch.
Launching it.
Release sounds more classy.
A show for all the suckers that missed the album the first time around, or.
Well, we didn't come to Sydney the first time around, so.
So this is a real thing.
Melbourne's sick of us. Melbourne's seen it twice now, but Sydney's only seen it once, so that's good.
Did it feel like it took a while for people to catch up with RVG anyway?
It all felt really natural, I think. Like, we're just sort of, we're playing to our friends and then more people. It's been pretty kind of gradual and lovely.
A very steady incline, like a nice steady walk up a hill rather than, a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So the first time you launched the album in Melbourne felt like a big deal anyway, right?
Yeah, definitely. And since then, I think it's kind of like things just kind of happened and things have happened that we were quite surprised about, honestly.
Has there been any sort of tipping point, Ruben, where you've realized that, oh, this person knows my band, or?
Oh, I've had like workmates and things like that suddenly mention it out of the blue, and it's like, oh yeah, I heard your thing. It's like, oh wow, it's really kind of getting out there, and it's pretty exciting, really. Stuff like that is really nice.
That wasn't a sign you were doing something wrong when your workmates finally found out about your band?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just, they're really into it. It's just really nice to have kind words from people pretty regularly that are just into what we're doing.
As I understand it, happy accidents seem to have made up a lot of the RVG story. Because, Romy, you were living in this base called The Bank in Preston, and that's where you sort of met.
With Ruben.
Yeah, I was living there as well, and
it kind of sort of just happened. Like I had another band beforehand, and that was terrible. Well, it wasn't terrible, but I'd had enough of playing music with anybody, and so I started playing lots of solo stuff, and then sort of things happened, and then kind of went, all right, we'll do one thing, we'll play one gig for this thing at the bank, and then sort of everything kind of fell into place, and just kind of, it just seemed, happy accidents is a good word for it. Things like, no stress, just if things happen, then they happen.
Even recording the album felt a little bit like that as well, just like happy accidents, it kind of came out a lot better than we thought it would and stuff, so.
We shouldn't be getting away with so much, like really.
What do you think also, having all been in different bands and having a bit of history with making music, you kind of all found each other at the right time, and none of you were sort of beginners in what you were doing either?
I think we've all come from a pretty, we've all been in other bands and still are and stuff like that. And so when we started playing together, it all just sort of felt pretty natural, and we kind of knew what we were doing a little bit. We'd like rock up to a gig and it didn't feel like we were total beginners to the thing. So it sort of made that early stage a bit easier.
You had your etiquette down pat, and you knew to talk to the sound guy when you got to a gig and things like that that beginners never do.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about, this band is like, it's only 2 years old, but it's got so much other history with other bands behind it. So like we look like it's a lot of fluke, but there's decades of playing.
When you add it up.
Yes, we're seasoned musicians. We're like cream.
So how did you sort of all break the ice then in terms of doing RVG? Because I know you had to do you were doing these solo shows, Romy, and you sort of asked other people in the band to play with you.
Well, I sort of was just slowly making little demos on my SoundCloud, and a friend of mine said, would you like to put these out on a cassette? And I said, sure. And I thought to myself, well, I can, he got drunk and then decided I was going to have a launch and kind of made an event page on Facebook. And I was kind of like, well, I don't want to just play here with an acoustic guitar, because that would just like be embarrassing. And so I asked Ruben in the hallway of our old house, and just sort of asked Gus and Mark, who had expressed some interest in doing anything, and then we just kind of did it as a band. And it was weird, because I'd never been in the band that people actually liked before. It was weird. It was a weird response initially.
It was so nice. That first gig was pretty, I felt so lucky to be a part of it. And that first gig, I don't know, I think like it was meant to only be a one-off, and then people liked that one, so we got offered the next gig, and then the next gig, and then it just kind of like went from there. We suddenly realized that we maybe had a thing.
We just kept doing it, and now we have to do it. Contracts have been signed, can't stop now.
So those demos that you had done on your own, Romy, I mean, were they a lot more meek You know, did it take the band to flesh out those songs and make it something else?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, I talk a lot about the songwriting and the SoundCloud and stuff when I talk about things, but like, it's such a fucking band effort, you know? It's like,
we have a pretty lovely time doing the arranging and kind of all just in a room and picking like, oh, maybe we should, you know, add this thing in here and take this thing out. And it just feels like very, very natural.
Yeah.
And really easy. Effortless.
It feels like the band has also helped to ground the songs in a lot of hooks and melodies. You know, there's probably dangerous amounts of melody in some of the RVG songs, like the twang of the guitar on Cause and Effect. And then there's that sort of grandiose build up on That's All. So did you go through many stages of working out how the songs would shape themselves?
Can you remember? I can't even remember. I feel like we just kept playing until they sounded good.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I think like it just always seemed fairly natural what kind of songs they were initially from what Romy would bring. And then like, you know, just like from what she'd bring, it was pretty obvious what the songs needed. And they usually just needed like a certain level of support underneath them and just a bit of space given and stuff. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the less amount of effort we put into things, the better it sounds.
Which is, yeah, that's a rule. But
our guiding light.
Romy, before you took the songs to the band, though, were you aware that you were even writing for an audience? Like, were those songs pretty much just only in your head, and you thought people would never hear them?
I guess I had this idea of being, because I was playing in a band that was quite, it was closer to metal than it was to pop. And I was playing kind of angry songs, and then I was just kind of like, well, maybe I could just be an eccentric SoundCloud artist for a while. So I just kind of like,
that's what the kids are doing, right?
Yeah, I had this new thing called SoundCloud, and it was a good way of kind of expressing myself. And once a month, I just upload something, and I tried to make them as sort of quirky as possible. And I kind of given up at that point of like really kind of being in a band and making music and going on radio stations and doing stuff. And it was like just kind of doing it from a place of like, well, just writing songs. I don't know. It was a place of a very weird time in my life, I think.
Because not only the metal, I heard you've got a bit of a goth history as well. So you've been through every kind of musical genre in your growing up,
goth,
right?
Goth's a constant.
Is it?
Goth is me. It's like, yeah.
Because were you a goth growing up in Adelaide?
I tried to be, as much as conservative Adelaide would let me. I moved to Melbourne at a pretty early age and then just got all these piercings.
Did you?
And, yeah, just covered myself in piercings and black. And then that was kind of the blooming of goth.
So was Melbourne a big sort of mecca for you when you were growing up in Adelaide? Could you not wait to get out of there?
Yeah. But everyone in Adelaide hates Melbourne. Because Melbourne took the Grand Prix away from them. Yeah, we got to go to Adelaide.
Yeah, we still
have
to play in Adelaide.
I'd like to play in Adelaide, but I don't think anyone would want to see us.
That's going to be the real moment for RVG when you go back and do a hometown show in Adelaide, right?
I don't know. See, I did a hometown show. I hadn't been to Adelaide for years, and we got there and cleared the room. So I'm not too confident about Adelaide, but it was fun. Yeah, it was nice. It felt really satisfying to clear a room in Adelaide. It felt like,
that's victory.
You people, I don't like you either.
You people didn't get me then, and you don't get me now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's hoping people will stick around for at least part of the show in Sydney tonight.
Yeah, there's a couple more people, then yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah. For now, we might have a listen to Vincent van Gogh from the record. Romy and Ruben, it was great to talk to the pair of you this evening.
Thanks so much.
Well, thanks.
And you enjoy yourselves at Oxford Art Factory. And this is RVG on Static. Thanks.